This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. In looking for people who recognize that God's absolutes are never obsolete. In pursuing people who understand that we are change agents for Jesus. That one believer can make a difference for God. These words were written by God's prophet in Old Testament times, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. So I sought for a man among them who would stand in the gap before me, but I found no one. Centuries ago, Telemachus was a man who lived a life of sin. But when God saved Telemachus, God got all that Telemachus was and offered. Motivated by his love for Jesus Christ and his personal desire to live a life of holiness, as a change agent, Telemachus left his country home and traveled toward Rome. It was a holiday and thousands of people were there to attend the celebration at the amphitheater where the gladiators and where Christians were thrown to the lions. Swept along with the crowd, Telemachus was ushered into that remarkable Colosseum where the blood and gore was so way beyond what God and Telemachus could tolerate. He rose to his feet and Telemachus said, "Stop this thing! In the name of Jesus, stop this thing!" But because of the roar of the crowd, no one could hear what Telemachus was saying. So Telemachus pushed his way onto the floor of the Colosseum. The gladiators stopped their fighting. The crowd became silent. Telemachus shouted, "Stop this thing! In the name of Jesus, stop this thing!" When the people yelled for the life of Telemachus, a gladiator ran him through with his sword. And laying there bleeding on the floor of the Colosseum, Telemachus raised himself on one arm and with his dying breath cried out one last time, "Stop this thing! In the name of Jesus, stop this thing!" Shocked by one man's commitment to the holiness of Christ, the crowds began to disperse. A few from the top rows and a few from the bottom rows began to leave the stadium. Soon everybody left. And that was the last time they had a gladiatorial contest in the Colosseum in Rome. You see, all that bloodshed was stopped because one man made a difference. When he took God seriously and behaved his biblical beliefs. On the road to Damascus, Saul of Tarsus was breathing threatenings against the church. He was a man who thought that he was doing God a favor by killing off Christians. But leaving the Damascus gate in Jerusalem, he had to walk past Golgotha's Hill, the site of Calvary. And walking past that site where Jesus died on the cross, that site made a difference to Saul of Tarsus. Because later on that road to Damascus, Saul of Tarsus met Jesus and was gloriously saved. The murderer became a missionary. And the one who was changed by Christ became a change agent for Christ. And made such a difference in our world that we still read his writings that continue to change our lives. How is it with you? How are your commitments? Are you dedicated and committed to being a positive change agent for Jesus Christ? One can make a difference. May that one be you.